این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of political divine will of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. His Holiness Muhammad and Prophet of Allah, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny has said, I leave among you the Thaghalain, the Book of Allah, and my Itra. Verily, they will be inseparable from each other until they join up with me at the pool of Kauthar. References to this noble hadith are frequently made in such reliable Sunni sources like the famous Sixth Correct Texts, as well as in countless cogent Shia texts. Thaghalain hadith has been narrated in several occasions by the Holy Prophet of Islam. This tradition has been accepted as an irrefutable proof for all Muslims regardless of their schools of thought. For the Muslims who are informed of this tradition, it is incumbent to act upon it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, sisters and brothers from all over the world. You're listening to the program Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. And this is your humble host, Zainab Mousavi. Well, in this new episode of Spring of the Truth, we will discuss and elaborate on Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah's viewpoint about the great station of a mother. You know, considering the importance of the nature of a mother, Imam Khomeini says that good mothers train good children. And again, this great character has several quotings and sentences about the great role of mothers. He again says that if the mothers are chaste, they will deliver chaste children. And again, if God forbid, a mother is pervert, the child that will come out from her lap will also be a pervert. You can see that he is referring to the importance of the nature of a mother. And this sentence is aligned with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's words in the fifth verse of Surah Al-Maryam, saying that the Messiah, son of Maryam, was not but a messenger, and his mother was a supporter of truth.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala
We can see that the nature of Saint Maryam, who was a follower of the truth, was so good and acceptable that even her progeny, the Prophet Isa alayhi salam, is again a faithful follower of the religion and a good person too. In our surroundings, even there are lots of mothers whose view on specific issue is transferred exactly in the same way to their children. If a mother deprecates lies, backbitings, or immoralities in general, definitely she will transfer her way of thinking to her child, and the child would at least, if not practicing the same way, reprehend these vices. And on the other hand, if a mother is pious, is honest, definitely the children would be different from others too.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.